Thank you so much for leading that, Andrew. I wish everybody could have seen the panicked look in my wife's face when I said I was going to go up and start thing. I wasn't going to sing out loud, but yeah, she actually tried to grab me and stop me from standing up. That's how. But she does hear me sing in the car on a regular basis, so she knows how bad it can get. But that being said, this morning we're going to talk about, this was a last-minute lob-in. I was over visiting with the grandkids this week, and my daughter told my grandson to pick something out for show and tell. I kind of brought back memories and thought the whole show and tell thing was kind of cool. And so as my wife referred to it this morning, she said, as a prop, I said, well, no, I'm not doing a comedy routine this morning, but visual aid is what we'll call it. This is not my wife's hat. This is not my daughter's hat. This is, in fact, my hat. I wear it, well, I wouldn't say on a regular basis, but I have no problem putting it on, usually to try to embarrass one of my children. And my wife has actually gotten past that point. She's actually gotten pretty good. So we're talking today about judgment, and I don't know, this is probably a month or so ago. We like to walk around our neighborhood, residential development, and I decided to wear my penguin hat on the walk. And my wife didn't seem to flinch a whole lot, which I was surprised by. But, of course, we ran into some people walking also that day, which was, I think, caught her off guard. She wasn't expecting that. But my point being is, I wonder what those people thought of me. 50-something gentleman walking down the street wearing a penguin hat. I don't know. I kind of tried to guess, like, did they look at me and say, does he have some type of mental issue, mental concerns? Has he been drinking in the early afternoon? You know, what brought him to wear that hat? I just wear it because I like to enjoy life. That's why I wear it. But we're going to be talking about judgment today. And if you are in a place where you need to be already with judgment in your life, specifically judgment of others, that's great, and hopefully something I say today will bring you to a place where maybe you would be able to help others to deal with their judgment of people. Maybe you can take something and transfer that along. I am not where I need to be. This is, in my opinion, one of the toughest things in my life to deal with, and it can snowball, and I'll get into that a little bit later. So in front of me, behind me, you see a picture of a bunch of fans. My quick judgment was, weirdos? A little strange, what's the whole terrible towel thing? It's just odd-looking fans. I don't get it. And I picked that because I know there's some other Pittsburgh Steelers fans in the audience, but mostly because my wife is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And then there's this picture. I look at it, and my initial judgment is, wow, what a bunch of nice people. Out enjoying an afternoon football game, have some nice outfits on, just really showing their appreciation for their team. In case you don't know, I am a Miami Dolphins fan. So that being said, basically two groups of people out doing the same thing, enjoying a sport they love, showing off their loyalty to their team. But potentially, I looked at those two different groups of people and judged them differently just because of the team they were rooting for and the outfits they were wearing. A couple people in front of me, and where's, there it is. A couple people in front of me, I can't wing it all the way, only part way. Judgment, looking at people a certain way. Good looking pitcher, good looking guy, high school, college pitcher probably, suit and a tie. Don't know if anybody knows who this is. Just show of hands. Anybody know who this is? No? Mr. Ted Bundy. He confessed to 30 murders, very heinous murders. Won't go into all the details. Large number of them were decapitations involved, numerous other things. But most of us probably didn't guess that when we first looked at this gentleman and this picture of Mr. Bundy. I'm sure most of us, maybe the younger generation doesn't know the name, but most of us know that name because he was one of this country's most notorious serial killers. Anybody? Show of hands. Thank you. Mr. Jeffrey Dahmer. Again, for most of us, at least my generation, a very recognizable name, maybe not a pitcher. Very similar to my high school pitcher, actually, if you were to see my whole, well, probably be about 10th grade. But, you know, classic hairstyle, just clean-cut looking young man. Mr. Dahmer and Mr. Bundy were infamous primarily in the 70s. Mr. Dahmer was convicted of at least the murder of 17 young men and boys, maybe more. But again, that wouldn't have been our initial judgment of that individual when we saw that picture. At least it wasn't when I went to look up and do the research on and bring up pictures to bring up an image. When I saw those images, that's not what I thought. That's not what went through my mind. I know some people know who this is. Mr. Charles Manson. Now you look at this picture, and I tried to be fair to Mr. Manson. I tried to find a picture of him that I would look at and say, oh, that's a pretty clean-cut looking guy. Looks like he's got it all together. Maybe he does missionary work. Who knows? Elder in his church. But I couldn't find that picture. Mr. Manson just looked deranged in every picture I could find. But you would probably judge him on that look, and you would be correct in this case, but not always the case. This morning's main scripture that I chose, I think really, to me, showed the importance of not judging. Last week, Dave touched upon it a little bit. A couple weeks prior to that, Richard touched upon it. I'll get into that a little bit later. Some tie-ins with that because both of their lessons actually brought this to light as well. But this morning's main scripture, do not pervert justice, very strong word. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. I mean, to the point of pervert justice. You know, this is God speaking to Moses. This is God. This is how important this is. This is not one of the apostles. This is God speaking to Moses and talking about laws. Laws and commandments, things that he expected of us as his followers. So, wow, it doesn't get much more important than that. If it's coming right from God, we better pay a little attention. And again, pervert justice, talk about strong feelings on the subject. God wasn't letting this one go. And he talked about, you know, looking at that poor person and looking down upon them and treating them unjustly and unfairly. And by the same token, looking at the, you know, possibly the Pharisees or the wealthy tax collectors and saying, oh yeah, this got to be a great man, good Christian, just because of his status in life. Some of the scripture I looked at this morning, during the course of this week to talk about this morning. Many of these, I think Dave might have touched on this actual scripture the other week because this is one of the most common ones that will come to mind when we talk about judgment. Judge not that you not be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured to you. Why do you seek the speck that is in your brother's eye, but not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Matthew 7, 1 through 5, specifically talking about, if you judge others, you're going to be judged accordingly. So that gets my attention, scares me a little bit. You know, and to the point where that's how you're going to be measured. How did you judge people? How did you treat people when you were on this earth? Talking specifically, he uses the example of his brother. And it really, to me, pointed out the hypocrisy And that is one of the things I struggle with the most when I judge other people in life. When I look around and I see somebody, what is my first instinct? I think that judgment of others is probably one of those things that leads to, one of the biggest things in life that leads to our failure to follow Christ's teachings. Because when we start to judge somebody and we start to look at people and declare that this is how they are or who they are, just because of what we see or what we hear, it leads to so many other things. Hatred, fear, mocking, mistreatment. Richard alluded to this last week that in this day and age, we as Christians are judged now, and not always kindly. That's how far judgment can go and lead down the path of sin and straying away from Christ's teachings. When I think about all the different religions in this world, and I think about all the different colors, simple as male versus female, there are people that judge in this day and age will still look at a person based on their sex, their religion, and their color, and will judge them solely on that. Maybe never spoke a word to that person. Never met that person. Just see them walking down the street. How unfair is that? But yet I struggle with that myself in personal life. I think I've come a long way. I don't think it's as bad as it used to be. But there is that instant, just that moment when I see somebody and I automatically am tempted. And I say tempted because I truly believe, again, this is one of those things in our lives, our daily life, that can take us down that path that we don't want to go down. We're so quick. In this day and age, there's currently a big news story I read this morning. Again, it's come to life again. I don't remember all the exact details. I'm sure some of you will remember this. So it might be a month ago now, maybe longer. There were a number of different organizations rallying in the Capitol. There was a Native American group. There was a Catholic church group, mostly younger. They were on a field trip, younger high school students. And I think it was, I want to say, African-American Judaism group, something to that effect. But they kind of came together, and the initial reaction, and I still don't know where I fall on this. Like to figure it out, but not important for the context of this morning. But there were some snapshots, some pictures, and they immediately went viral, the word that we like to use today. And that, unfortunately, is one of the problems with judgment in our society today. Things can get a life of their own so quickly and become viral. The end of the day, it's still being contested. Who did what? Why? What was their reasoning? Why were they doing what they were doing? Were they being judgmental? Were they being smug? Were they mistreating others? Time will only tell. We may never know the accurate or true answer. The lawsuits are coming now. As usually is the case, someone is suing someone, and time will tell. But that's one of the examples of the problem with judgment in our society today. Before we can get a handle on the mistake that we made, the judgment that we made of someone, it could ruin our lives. In our day-to-day lives, we could do something, make a judgment call about someone, and before we know it, it's out of hand. And we may have affected that person's life indefinitely. And ultimately, we've affected our own lives as a Christian, because one of the things that will be judged when it comes our time is, again, how did we judge others? Luke 6, 37, 38, a little bit different wording I picked here, but again, this is one of the more common scriptures that we refer to when we think about judging others. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down, that hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a lot easier. Give away your life. You'll find life given back, but not merely given back. Given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. So again, a little bit different version, a little bit different wording, but again, specifically, how much more can we wrap ourselves around some of those words? Don't pick on people. Can we relay this to, and I know it's difficult, but to, as we raise our children and we look at our children and try to bring them up in the church, we try to bring them up and teach them God's word. How important is it to get to that younger child? Because, again, in today's society, judging others and treating others unfairly is so commonplace. And we may have broad shoulders when someone judges us, but the younger generation, the younger child, may not have the broad shoulders, may not be able to weather the storm. That can go very, very wrong. So we need to impress upon those, our family members, the children, the younger generation, how important how they look at people can be. I mean, in this society today, we talk, everything we do points us to judging others. Some types of judging are fine. I mean, you can't go through the week without hearing something, reading something about some type of talent show. You know, you've got your American Idol, America's Got Talent, which I happen to have gotten hooked on. I tend to watch that show quite often. The Bachelor. I can honestly say I have never watched that one. But you know, you look at the American Idols and, you know, those, The Voice, they judge. But even there, I mean, yes, that's a different type of judgment. But yet, I believe when I watch some of those shows, when I hear the backstories of those people, America's Got Talent, they always use a backstory. It's not just about that person getting up and showing me his talent. It's about where he came from. In most cases, there's some kind of hardship. You look at anybody in this room, we can probably find a hardship in their life to promote, the producer can latch upon. You know, you look at the American Idols, we so frequently go, and I've been guilty of this. You know, you look at somebody and you go, yeah, they're probably not going to make it because ultimately they don't have that look, that the it look. Might have the best voice on that show, but ultimately it's going to come down to the public, and when they, you know, the people start voting, it was an AGT, they'll look and I'll be like, yeah, that person's probably not going to make it. They're not the right sex. They're not the right weight. They're not the right color. So even in those types of scenarios where to find a winner, we need to judge them, I think to some extent, you know, we're promoting judgment. Just seems to be the way that things are in today's society. My favorite scripture probably when it comes to this subject and really puts it in perspective, John 8:8-11. I was a little worried that, because I forgot my glasses. I was worried when I sent you this one, Andrew. But I got it. I can make this one out. But ultimately, if I had to, this again, I could talk to this one very much because I've used this scripture on numerous occasions. The scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. What sayest you? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and a woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Now, at first glance, you got to be careful, and I don't want to take this as I look at this and say, oh, it's okay, I can do some pretty bad stuff, and I can get away with it. I think sometimes we look at Scripture and we try to find the easy angle, so to speak. Put it to the use that we like. Amen is right. I've been guilty of that one. But, you know, that's not the case here. That's not what I love about this Scripture. And the reason it fits so much with what I wanted to talk about this morning is the fact that, A, he's really telling them, the Pharisees, to look at themselves before they judge. So if you do that in your everyday walk of life, think about that. If you just turn that back on yourself for a moment before you cross that line and make that judgment of someone, look back upon yourself. We all might be in a very good place in our lives today. That's awesome. But most of us at some point in our lives have sinned. And I will say still sin. But if we look back upon ourselves and we visit that, we might think twice about judging someone else. And then the second part of that that I really is a big takeaway for me is Jesus said, I'm not going to condemn you. Basically, that's not my job. That's not why I was brought here. So if Christ, the Son of God, can sit with someone that was brought before him for committing a very grievous sin, and he can look at her and say, that's not why I'm here. I'm not going to judge you. Go and sin no more. And hopefully she took that with her and was able to proceed through life and maybe get herself back on track. In closing, piece of scripture that ties directly to that last part of the scripture I just read. As for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day. For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. This scripture specifically says, that's not why I was sent here. That's not my job. That's somebody else's job. That's my Father. He's the one who's going to judge. I'm just here to give you the path to get to my Father. You know, I want to close kind of with saying that in this day and age, there was another news story that came out recently, or, well, numerous versions of this story. One of the ones I read most recently was involving I don't know what denomination, not really important in the context, but it was a famous person, a star, again, don't remember his name, not important, but he was called out on social media because the church that he attended, as the Twitter accounts and the Instagram posts all said, hated gays. So ultimately he came forward through social media and set the record straight and said, my church does not hate gays. He said, we welcome them with open arms. They are welcome at any time. Our church has beliefs concerning homosexuality, and that was all that this was about. I still have those beliefs, but ultimately, it's not for me to judge. That's my Father that will do that. I love all of God's children. So again, denomination's not important. I don't know who the famous person was, not important. But how many times today do we hear about things like that? You know, when it comes to judgment of others and how quick people are to pile on. I think we're all in a place where anybody can walk through that door back there this morning. And hopefully we would welcome them with open arms, no matter what color, religion, sex, no matter what clothing they were wearing. we would welcome them as one of God's children. We can share our beliefs with them. That's what we're meant to do as Christians. We're supposed to share our beliefs. But we are not to judge them. I don't believe. That can be a very touchy subject sometimes, but I think it's important that we're careful when we go down that path, that it can lead to judgment of others. As we get ready to stand and sing this morning, warm body of water behind me, if anybody's at that place in their life where they need to finish the journey and be baptized, if you have any needs of the church, please come forward at this time.